Seven people rescued from San Diego River following strong rains. San Diego, seven people were rescued Monday from the rain-swollen San Diego River, but none suffered any injuries. Just after 9 a.m., the San Diego Fire Department's Swift Water Rescue Team responded to the area of the river near 4700 Pacific Highway. Once crews arrived, they found the victims stuck on an island, and some in the water, according to fire officials. By 9:30 a.m., five people were rescued from the area, according to the fire department. A helicopter crew helped locate two additional people west of the original location, according to the department. Using a rescue boat, lifeguards brought the final two people out of the water at SeaWorld Drive, according to fire officials. A powerful Pacific storm will continue to bring widespread rain, mountain snow, and strong winds to San Diego County through Tuesday, with the heaviest activity arriving Monday morning, forecasters said. At 9 a.m. Sunday, radar showed a smattering of showers across San Diego County, and all sites reporting rain showed less than 1/10 of an inch, according to the National Weather Service. The San Diego River at Fashion Valley is expected to reach flood stage Monday morning, according to the agency. Roads that will likely be impacted are Fashion Valley Road, Avenida del Rio, Camino del Este, Camino de la Reina, and Mission Center Road. An airport weather warning has been issued until 8 a.m. for San Diego International Airport. Gusts from the south of up to 30 knots are expected, and will affect flights. A lower snow level could allow for heavier snow accumulations in mountain communities through Tuesday morning as progressively colder air is drawn southward. Scattered rain, snow, and ice pellet showers were likely to persist through Tuesday. Most local temperatures Sunday were in the low 60s, with overnight lows in the 50s. Highs in the mountains were in the 40s with lows of 32 to 41, and highs in the deserts were in the 60s with overnight lows of 45 to 53. Moisture is likely to be more limited than Saturday's heavy downpour, so the flooding threat should diminish. The final wave in this series is expected to move over the region Tuesday night and should bring an end to the showers. Stronger southerly winds and high combined seas should develop late Sunday night and persist through Monday as another storm and a large west swell move in, with hazardous winds and seas persisting through Tuesday. A small craft advisory has been extended into Tuesday evening. Jack Bradley contributed to this report.